KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
91 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Friday afternoon to you. Final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Nift. Our top local stories this hour. Firing back. Nevada lawmakers and officials taking exception with President Trump's election speech you heard live on KKFT last night.
Nevada's elections are safe and secure.
Coming up, what the Attorney General, the Nevada Secretary of State, and one senator are actually saying. Well, he was a casino security guard. Now Reno police say he's under arrest for child sexual exploitation. Directly ahead, who he is and what casino he worked for. And the elephant fire grows, but so does containment. On the way, we have the numbers on where the fire sits. These stories and more on the KKFT News and Noon Friday edition from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Nift. Now with more, let's say good afternoon to Jerry.
From Carson City, thank you, Greg. Friday, July 17th. Yes, Friday. We are just 4 weeks away from high school football season, if you can believe it. Local sports this hour. Craig Swope, a few of the people whose ballots were lost have expressed their disgust with the fact that their votes weren't counted. And an injunction to block the transfer of BLM land and the Anaconda mine to ARCO has been granted by a judge. The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll. Do you favor the Sunshine Protection Act? Do you want daylight savings time year-round? 80%, this is another one of those 80-20 issues. 80% of you say, yeah, just keep it the way it is right now. And much like the Save America Act, voter ID, only U.S. citizens, photo ID, look for the Senate to do nothing with this bill. The House passed the Sunshine Protection Act. So I think maybe they're waiting to see if Trump's in favor of it, then it must be bad and it'll be blocked by Democrats and a spineless John Thune. 12:08 is the time. This is the Noon News. I'm Jerry Evans. Back to Greg Neft right now.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It's our top local story. He was a Jay Resort security guard. Now he's in prison after being swept up in a child sex sting. This happened back in late May when Reno police were tipped off about 30-year-old James Zeeble.
After receiving information from a civilian YouTube-based predator investigation group regarding an adult male who was employed as a security guard at the location, allegedly communicating online with an individual he believed to be an underage juvenile.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio.
During the investigation, officers developed probable cause to believe the suspect knowingly communicated with an individual he believed to be a 14-year-old juvenile for the purpose of engaging in unlawful sexual conduct.
Mercurio says Zeeble faces a number of charges. In a statement, the J Resort says, quote, prior to being hired, the individual went through a preliminary employment check and a Nevada Gaming Control Board background check. No issues were identified that disqualified them from employment. Additionally, their role involved annual anti-human trafficking training. KKFT Firewatch, the elephant fire is now 77% contained after burning over 13,000 acres. It's located across the state line at the spot where the borders meet between Sierra, Plumas, and Lassen counties. The fire continues to push eastward toward Highway 395 and the Nevada state line northwest of Reno. Hundreds of firefighters are still battling the flames from the ground and in the air. The cause of the elephant fire is still under investigation. Well, you heard the president's speech on elections last night, right here live on KKFT, and now Nevada officials and lawmakers right here in the Silver State are reacting. One says there's nothing new in the president's address last night.
My office fought against these lies from day one, and we successfully defended Nevada's elections from this ridiculous misinformation. Now he's trying to bring this topic back to life. He doesn't care that Americans are tired.
Attorney General Aaron Ford reacting to the president's address. He says, put aside everything else, the president, constitutionally speaking, has no say in how Nevada runs its elections.
It is the sovereign right of Nevada and all other states to run their elections. Full stop. My office has always acted swiftly to investigate any allegations of voter fraud. Our elections have systems in place to ensure that only eligible people vote, and attempts to vote fraudulently can be detected and prosecuted.
Meantime, one Nevada senator took a more direct approach.
For 6 years, he's so upset he thinks someone stole the election. Get over it, man. You're the president now. You have responsibilities. Pay attention to the people here at home and what's worrying them.
Senator Jackie Rose, in both she and Ford are Democrats, you know that, and Ford, as you know, also is running to unseat Republican Governor Joe Lombardo. Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar also weighing in, downplaying fears of foreign actors getting election data.
Just because a foreign asset gets that information doesn't mean that our system is manipulated or has been penetrated in any way. Nevada's taken a huge leadership role in developing our cybersecurity protections that you can be proud of what Nevada's doing, and you can remain confident that Nevada elections are safe and secure.
But Homeland Security Chief Mark Wayne Mullen is targeting Nevada and three other states. You'll hear from him coming up later on the KKFT News at Noon. Other news, the statewide average gas price is up by 2 cents. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.56. The most expensive average price, well, that's in Mineral County, where it's $5.49. I feel bad for those folks. The least expensive gas is now in Elko County, $4.02. Gas is $4.99 in Washoe County, $4.55 in Clark County. And in Fernley, it's still 415. Well, he escaped a local prison camp, was recaptured, and he's on the run again.
Miguel Banuelos was reported missing on the 4th of July after leaving the Washington Ridge Conservation Camp near Lake Tahoe. 2 days later, he was captured by Mexican authorities at a home in Tijuana. Banuelos was expected to appear in front of an immigration judge before being processed through a port of entry and returned to a California institution. Instead, a Mexican magistrate released him on July 10th. Authorities have since issued another warrant for his arrest. Banuelos was sentenced to 7 years in prison in San Diego County last July after being convicted on narcotics-related charges. I'm Daniel Martin. Dale.
From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Well, just to, I'm trying to remember the exact number. Wasn't it 16,995, something like that? Dead people voted in Nevada in the 2020 election. I myself personally saw the 2017 death certificate, or death announcement, I should say, of someone in Genoa who voted 3 years later in the 2020 election. Yesterday, we reported that the lost ballots that were not delivered in time to meet the deadline to be counted for the June primary. Two of those votes were from Lake Tahoe voters, and ironically, Zephyr Cove resident Michael Frost, a Republican who retired from the U.S. Postal Service, was one of those whose vote didn't get delivered and got lost by the Postal Service. He wasn't happy about it at all. The other vote was retired Township Justice of the Peace Richard Glasson, and he is a nonpartisan. But Frost said that even though his vote wasn't counted, it won't affect his willingness to vote in elections. The president's address last night, carried live on KKFT, primarily addressed the problem with election integrity and the problem with mail-in ballots. The Carson City Board of Supervisors have unanimously decided to repeal the city's cultural commission, citing a lack of community engagement or involvement. The advisory board has been struggling with its last three meetings canceled due to a lack of agenda items and a lack of interest. The board unanimously voted to introduce the repeal ordinance without further discussion because nobody showed up to give input one way or the other. Full stop. 12:14 is the time. You're listening to the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. 12:14.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have an injury collision on the Mount Rose Highway at Callahan Road. That's State Route 431. They're still working that. A lane is closed. On westbound Interstate 80 at Gold Ranch, that's exit 2. There's a non-injury collision as you make your way towards California. In Carson City and in Yerington around the lake, we're looking pretty good. It is 87 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City and in Smith Valley. It's 75 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Sunny and warm in the afternoon, cool and clear in the evening. That's the way it's going to be through the weekend into early next week. Tuesday sees a weak system roll through. Not going to have a dramatic change, upper 80s and maybe a few clouds, but not as damp as that last weather that blew through, bringing the cooler temperatures and higher humidities. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club planned maintenance program. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Need top-notch equipment for your landscaping project? Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has you covered. From the biggest pieces of machinery to the smallest tools, Wharton has it all. Our rental and repair department ensures that you're never left stranded. Open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're here to keep your projects on track. Why Wharton? Because we have what the others don't. The biggest selection of equipment rentals. Call us today at 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply, where your projects meet their perfect match. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
Hi, I'm Meredith Williams, Regional Vice President at United Federal Credit Union. This month, we're celebrating the grand reopening of our Reno Summit branch. To kick things off, we're offering our new members a special welcome bonus. It's easy to join. Stop in and check out our location in South Reno at the Shade and Summit Mall. See you there. United Federal Credit Union, we get you.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. Membership subject to eligibility.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Back to your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
It will remake downtown Carson City. I'm John Potter for the new news. A new city hall and parking garage proposed for the capital city just got another push ahead. The Carson City Board of Supervisors approved to draft a lease purchase agreement for the new city government headquarters to be built on the parking lots behind the Carson Nugget. The mayor says property tax money will not have to pay for the new $30 million or more city hall. Most of the funding comes from redevelopment funds, and also selling the current city hall will help pay for the new parking garage next door. Expansions are also proposed for the juvenile detention center and courthouse. The Capital City's asset services manager says they now have over 60,000 residents, part of growth. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time. It's 12:20 here on this Friday afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Right now, 91 degrees at the airport. If you're just checking in, It is the three big things that you need to know. Number one, he was a Jay Resort security guard, and now 38-year-old James Zeeble is under arrest after being caught in a child sex sting. Word is he was talking to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl online. Turns out it was a vigilante. This happened back in May. The Jay says they fired Zeeble the same day he was arrested. Number two, a message for President Trump from one Nevada senator about the 2020 elections.
Get over it, man. You're the president now. You have responsibilities.
Senator Jackie Rosen, in response to the president's address you heard live on KKFT last night. And number three, Lake Tahoe is still pretty clear. The annual State of the Lake report shows water clarity coming in at under 70 feet last year, which is essentially holding steady from 2024. It is our top local story. I'm sorry, our top national story this half hour. The Homeland Security Secretary is putting new pressure on states, including ours, to tighten election security.
In four states, California, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Jersey, Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen claims more than 250,000 non-citizens are registered to vote.
This isn't about rehashing the 2020 election. This is just exposing what took place and to make sure it never happens again.
Mullen says more investigation is needed to figure out how many non-citizens actually attempted to vote or cast a ballot. He also warned some voting machines are at risk of hacking, saying states that fail to comply with federal security guidelines could lose federal grant funding. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 1222. I'm Greg Neft. Let's head back to Jerry in Carson City.
Thank you, Greg. A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction to block the $0 sale of just over 2,000 acres of public land surrounding the defunct Anacostia copper mine in Yerington. BLM approved transferring the public parcel, valued at $0 due to extreme pollution, to the Atlantic Richfield Company, ARCO. BLM argues privatizing the land eliminates federal administrative oversight and expedites the ongoing environmental cleanup. And a coalition of environmental and indigenous groups, including the Great Basin Resource Watch, Prayer Horse Incorporated, and the Tabusi Dekudu No Abatu No Comprende Numa Cooperative sued to halt the transfer. This is one of those stories that seems like the solution isn't perfect, but it's better than the current situation. Tribal advocates say that privatization would also permanently restrict access to historically and religiously significant indigenous locations. In the mine? And as much time as I spend in the middle of nowhere, and some just over the range from the Anaconda mine, I never see any indigenous peoples in these so-called indigenous locations. And you can look at a map online of the land, and 90% of what is being transferred is the mine itself, the mine and the tailings. Kind of doubting that there are that many religious or culturally rich sites within the mine, maybe at the bottom. I don't know. You can look at the map online. The preliminary injunction temporarily freezes the land transfer, which was originally scheduled to close by the end of July, just here in a couple of weeks, and the broader lawsuit moves forward. The Dutch Brothers Coffee Shop on South Carson Street has reopened with an A grade after being temporarily shut down by the Carson City health inspectors over multiple food safety and hygiene violations and a failed air conditioning system. The drive-through coffee shop at 1231 South Carson Street was ordered closed just about a week or so ago. It was identified as a substantial health hazard. Food was found to be uncovered and unprotected, such as the boba rice balls that were stored improperly.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new... A check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
That earlier collision on State Route 431 has been cleared up and traffic to and from Incline Village is moving along just fine now. No more accidents to tell you about. Things are moving along at the limit. Just watch yourself in all those construction zones and be sure to slow down. It's just the right thing to do. And traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. For auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, AC, premium quality work, ridiculously affordable. Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. It's 86 degrees in Reno, 88 in Carson City and in Yerington, 73 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weekend forecast.
Beautiful wrap up to the week and a kickoff to the weekend with plenty of sunshine. Warm, mid-90s, but that's about where we are this time of July. Overnight lows, comfortable, low 60s in the Truckee Meadows. Cool Breeze knows when your AC isn't working, it is a real emergency. That's why they provide 24/7 emergency service. Here to make sure you stay comfortable, Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tomorrow at 9, the Weekend John Potter on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Be careful to give no offense and keep cool under all circumstances. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Our technicians are standing by to keep your home or office cool under all circumstances. Our sales team always gives free estimates, so keep cool. Call 359-1985 for all your air conditioning needs. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
4 weeks from tonight, the high school football season starts in Nevada. Expectations are that Minogue will be strong again, with Reed and Spanish Springs making noise at the top. But Gorman will be top dog in the state, and according to Max Preps, number two in the nation. Gorman has had 16 grads drafted in the NFL and has only lost two games in 20 years to another Nevada high school. Aces in Salt Lake City this weekend. They're off to a better start in the second half than they had in the first. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's midday update. Your noon news. KKFT.
Well, in the Did You See It file, today's show co-anchor Craig Melvin is back on the air a day after an intruder confronted him with racial slurs right inside the New York City studio.
I want to take just a quick moment to address an incident that happened yesterday. You may have heard that, unfortunately, an intruder made his way into an unauthorized area here in Studio 1A. Thankfully, he was apprehended quickly. He was placed under arrest. We are cooperating fully with the NYPD as they investigate the matter.
Andrew Truelove is now charged with hate crimes after allegedly making a pass security at 30 Rock and yelling at Melvin. He also reportedly asked for Today Show staple Al Roker. Roker was on the set when Melvin addressed the matter. Melvin added, "We're just very happy everyone was safe." I'm Michael Kastner.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:29 as we continue right along here. More than 100 million people in the U.S. are breathing potentially unhealthy air as smoke from Canadian wildfires blankets a growing population of the country. All the way from Chicago to just south of Boston, health advisories have been issued in at least 17 states and New York. One doctor says there's a reason for that.
Spending one day in poor air quality like this has often been compared to the equivalent of smoking about 7 cigarettes.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is Dr. Carly Hampshire. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT.
It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The U.S. military ramping up its attacks on Iran with airstrikes targeting roads and bridges. Fox's Mike Tobin.
The transportation network damaged by U.S. strikes. Bandar Kamir and Bandar Abbas both saw road bridges and rail bridges destroyed. The goal is to disrupt the ability of the Iranians to resupply and attack.
The increase in violence has led to a slowdown in shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Global oil prices are once again on the rise. Federal health officials are linking one particular chain fast food restaurant to the outbreak of diarrhea-inducing cyclospora.
The CDC is now saying that more than 1,600 people who got sick reported eating at Taco Bell restaurants in five states: Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia.
Fox's Natalie Chuck. America is listening to Fox News.
We have 91 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're joining us here on the KKFT News and Noon. And if you are just checking in, it is our top local story this half hour. Well, he was a J Resort security guard, but now he's behind bars after being swept up in a child sex sting. This happened back in late May when Reno police were tipped off by a civilian about 38-year-old James Zibel.
After receiving information from a civilian YouTube-based predator investigation group regarding an adult male who was employed as a security guard at the location, allegedly communicating online with an individual he believed to be an underage juvenile.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, who says the supposed virtual target was a 14-year-old girl, but that was not the case.
During the investigation, officers developed probable cause to believe the suspect knowingly communicated with an individual he believed to be a 14-year-old juvenile for the purpose of engaging in unlawful sexual conduct.
Zibel faces a number of charges. Now, the J Resort says they fired the guy right after he was arrested, and they released a statement today saying, quote, prior to being hired, the individual, Zibel, went through a preliminary employment check and a Nevada Gaming Control Board background check. No issues were identified that disqualified him from employment. Additionally, his role involved annual anti-human trafficking training. KKFT Firewatch, the Elephant Fire, 77% contained after burning over 13,000 acres. It's located right near Loyalton, California. That's where Sierra, Plumas, and Lassen counties meet, right along Highway 49. The fire continues to push eastward toward 395 and eventually the Nevada state line. Hundreds of firefighters are battling the flames from the ground and the air. The cause of the Elephant Fire, that is still under investigation. More news directly ahead in today's Moment with Mike coming up here on the KKFT News at Noon. It's 12:33.
Hey, Reno Sparks. This is Sean from Sargent's, your local appliance expert. Question: with all the different appliance brands and types out there today, how do you know which one's the right one for your house? With over 50 years in business in Sparks, we know a thing or two about appliances. And like always, we service everything we sell. We have interest-free financing options available on approved credit. If you want to get taken care of during and after the sale and not have to call a 1-800 number, search for Sargent's Appliance in Sparks.
If you were injured due to an unsafe condition of property, legal recourse may be available. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
Injuries don't just happen on the highway. They often happen because property owners fail to keep their property safe. At Yates Law, we handle premises liability claims involving businesses, private property, and public places, including schools, parks, and airports. If unsafe conditions caused your injury, you may have a claim, but time is limited. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Nothing but sunshine during the day, clear skies at night. Not seeing any change in that. Maybe Tuesday, a few more clouds, maybe even a sprinkle, upper 80s, but not much in the way of change through the rest of the month. Cool Breeze, where you can join the Cool Club, the planned maintenance program. You get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
So how is Lake Tahoe doing? I'm John Potter for the new news. Well, the answer came last night as the Tahoe Environmental Research Center released their annual State of the Lake report. It says there's no big change. The UC Davis researchers still base their clarity results the old-fashioned way. Over the last 50 years, they've dropped the 10-inch white disc off the side of the boat in the middle of Lake Tahoe, noting when they lose sight of it as it drops into the deep. This year, it disappeared at just under 70 feet. The researchers say that reflects a consistent level compared to recent years, but it's far from what the lake's clarity used to be. 70 feet is 30 feet less than what they saw in 1960. Researchers say they're cautiously optimistic about this latest reading because it indicates clarity levels are stabilizing after decades of sediment work to reduce that in the 2000s. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing steam in afternoon trading in a tech-led rout. Chip stocks are heading for their worst week since March of 2025, with memory chip makers leading the charge on AI doubts. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are lower across the board, led by Meta, Microsoft, and Tesla. Shares of Apple are down over 2% and dropping from their recent record highs. And Americans' economic mood improved earlier this month as gas prices cooled, according to the preliminary results of the University of Michigan's monthly survey. The survey sentiment index rising to 54.4 in its initial reading for July from 49.5 in June. And shares of Dow members Travelers are rising over 8%. The property and casualty insurer's second quarter earnings blew away estimates despite Wall Street pessimism ahead of the report. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It is 12:37 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Happy Friday to you all at the final approach to your weekend. It's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio as he always does every weekday right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Happy Friday to you, Mike.
Happy Friday, Craig.
You know, it's interesting. There's something that the IRS, I hear, really likes to say, and that's, congratulations, you made some more money, now fork it over. And especially if you have success in the stock market, right? So what do you do if you suddenly find yourself, if you were like invested in Tesla or some of the AI companies? And Mike, you know, one of the things that we find ourselves looking at is, you know, just basically, how is it that the IRS measures success when the stock market provides you with a windfall?
Well, you know, they say we'll take a quarter or a third of it, depending on if you're in a state that's taxable or just the IRS. IRS takes a quarter, 23.8% to be specific. So, you know, and a lot of people, you know, like I was reading a Wall Street Journal article. I was talking about a guy had invested $1,500 into Apple stock in 2001. Now it's worth $2.2 million. Maybe you're early in a SpaceX, maybe Tesla, you know, all these things. And there's this thing called an ETF, or exchange traded fund. And now there's been a whole bunch of these funds that, and think of it this way. If you have your Apple stock, your concentrated Apple stock, and maybe you get together with 50 of your best friends or your stockbroker's best friends that each have concentrated positions. You create your own corporation and you throw all your stock together. Then all of those work in a blended way so that you have market rates of return. And you don't sell it. Putting that into the ETF is called a code section 351 tax-free exchange, no gain. It's a way for you to be able to share risk in a market with everybody else. Because what are you going to do? You're going to sell your Apple stock. What are you going to do with the money? You're going to invest in something else. So it's diversified. This gets you diversified without paying any tax. So, you know, you keep your 23.8%, or if you're in the great state of California, 33.3%. You keep it instead of give it to the authorities and then let it grow. When you die with it, it gets a step up in basis. You never pay tax on it.
Well, you know what? That's some excellent advice. And, of course, Mike has more advice for you with Keystone CPAs. If you've got some money to invest, he'd love to help you out. I want to shift our discussion a little bit to AI. We have talked so much about artificial intelligence, and now China is apparently holding a summit because they want to position themselves as the global leader in artificial intelligence. And I think back to what I saw last night in Urington, not last night, but earlier this week in Urington, with all those protests going on over a data center they want to build there. And the company so desperate to build this data center, they're offering Lyon County no tax abatements. You can keep it all. They want this thing. We are really shooting ourselves in the foot, are we not?
No, I think you're missing a significant opportunity. And I would say, actually, that that's the right economics. You're saying if a state's, you know, if a company's not going to bring significant jobs, pay significant tax, you know, why give them any incentives? They still want to be here. They'll come regardless. And right. I think that's just smart policy. Now, is it smart policy to shut off even having a conversation with people? I think you'll remember this, Greg. It was Mark Amadei on my podcast
that's
that
right.
said, you know, the best answer to your critics is being right.
Huh.
Responsible development, that's the key. So it's just a matter of make sure, you know, that the economics work, that nobody's going to end up paying the freight on, especially your voting constituents. But these things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they need to happen. You know, the speed of computing is getting faster, faster, faster. So I think to the extent that we decide as a great state of Nevada to embrace this and make sure that we get ours, It's a good thing for us.
Absolutely. But let's talk a little bit about let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
It's fun if we're playing with house money.
It's Friday.
This is Nevada. Come on.
Right.
There was a gentleman at one of the protests who said, you know what? You might as well put down your smartphone if you don't want any data centers in your backyard or anywhere else for that matter in the country. What happens if, for whatever reason, there are no AI data centers anywhere?
Well, actually, there has to be AI data centers. In fact, I would say, you know, some of the conspiracy theory blogs I'm reading is China wants them all. Mm. Now, the key is there you get some latency when you're having to go all the way across the globe
right.
to, you know, get your data computed and have it shot back to you. Although it's, you know, milliseconds, it's still a delay or a lag. That's why, you know, you look at the population base. If you have those data centers proximate to the population base without a lot of latency, that there's value there for the data center, which means we can monetize it. Mm. Nevada, very close to the great state of California, we should be able to monetize it. So that's where it's like somebody's going to do it. I'm believing, you know, Iran, whoever, man, when you stop bombing them, you know, they're going to say, we're going to make all the money. This is where the investment goes, success and prosperity goes. Let's attract investment.
Absolutely. And speaking of prosperity and investment, Mike Bosbun, Keystone CPAs, wants to help you out. Keystone CPAs can be reached 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Mike, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Good weekend too, Greg.
We will talk again on Monday.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. 1243 right here on the KKFT News at noon.
And we just received a call, Greg, from somebody driving on Highway 50 and looking to the north. They say they are watching a fire that appears to be burning between Silver City and Virginia City. If we get some more details on that, we'll bring them to you here, if not on the new news, today, soon, here on 99.1 or 92.3 FM Talk. Carson supervisors voted 4-1 to go forward with a lease purchase agreement on a new city hall adjacent to the Capitol campus being developed right now in Central Carson. Funding will come from redevelopment district dollars. Douglas County Commissioners reviewed 54 applicants for the Stormwater Utility Task Force. 29 of them were told thanks, but no thanks. First cut left 25 to interview. And the new dog park is coming to the Lompa East neighborhood in Carson City. It'll actually be dog parks, plural. The small dog park, will be on one side of Lompa, and the large dog park will be on the other side of the extension of Lompa South of Highway 50. And Sheriff Furlong, you can thank me for this announcement. Do not call the Sheriff's Department if someone takes their large dog to the small dog park, or vice versa. You're welcome. It's 1244 at FM News Talk.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
We have an injury collision working on southbound 395 at Lemon Drive in Reno. It's up there by the McDonald's. Also, we have a broken down vehicle on eastbound Interstate 80 at West McCarran. And officials in Story County are asking people to avoid South Main Street in Gold Hill for the Gold Hill 2 fire. So far, 3 acres have been burned. More details as they become available. It is 88 degrees in Reno, 88 in Carson City, 89 in Smith Valley, 70 in Crystal Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Sunny and warm in the afternoon, cool and clear in the evening. That's the way it's going to be through the weekend into early next week. Tuesday sees a weak system roll through. Not going to have a dramatic change, upper 80s and maybe a few clouds, but not as damp as that last weather that blew through, bringing the cooler temperatures and higher humidities. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club planned maintenance program. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
L&L Plumbing is hiring credentialed journeyman plumbers for $45 an hour and apprentice plumbers for $20 an hour. For full benefit information and how to apply, go to HireMeNevada.com.
HireMeNevada.com has many more local job opportunities. Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
This is Mark from Master Service Plumbing, family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, I run the crews, and Gabby, the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And 91 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft. We have breaking news right now. As Jerry just mentioned, there is a fire burning in Story County in Gold Hill. We just got confirmation from the Story County Sheriff's Office that they indeed are responding to this. And word is that the fire is not threatening any structures at this time. This is west of North Main Street and just south of Virginia City. Drivers on North Main, they're asked to watch for emergency vehicles as crews respond. This apparently broke out at 12:20 p.m. We've got a picture of the fire that you can see up right now on our Twitter/X page. Just search 99.1 FM Talk there. So we've got that picture. It does look impressive. There is flame showing and there is plenty of black smoke. So if you're in that area, please be very careful. Again, Story County is responding to the scene. Consumer sentiment jumped again in July.
The University of Michigan's early reading for the month climbed another 10% to its highest reading since February as gas prices eased. The survey's chief economist noted gains in sentiment across all age and income groups. However, much of the data was gathered before the U.S. resumed strikes against Iran on July 7th and pump prices increased again. Long-run inflation expectations held steady from last month at 3.3%. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Other news, the time right now for today's Today in Tech.
China is looking to position itself as a global leader in artificial intelligence. Michael Kastner reports.
President Xi Jinping spoke at an AI conference in Shanghai and said there's a need for positive direction of AI technology, which is developing at what he called a staggering speed. He said we must more precisely grasp the scale of oversight of AI and more promptly refine measures to forestall loss of control. His comments came after 29 nations signed an agreement this week to form the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, which will be headquartered in Shanghai. Its members include Russia, Cuba, and Venezuela. I'm Michael Kastner.
Uber is formally agreeing to acquire Delivery Hero for $14.8 billion. If the deal goes through, it'll open up almost 100 new markets in Europe, Latin America, and more. And Bloomberg says Anthropic is setting up meetings with investors as it prepares for an IPO. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time, 12:51.
KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
Aces having a much better second half of the season, going 4-2 in back-to-back series. This weekend, Reno's in Salt Lake City. If you follow Nevada high school sports, you know that Bishop Gorman's on another level, well above other Nevada schools. Gorman's only lost two games to another Nevada high school in 20 years. Now Max Prep says Bishop Gorman will be the number two high school team in the country this season. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Carson Nugget has been named the best comedy showroom in Northern Nevada. The next show is Comedy Conspiracy with Alex Elkin and Ali Breen from Fox News. Come laugh at flat earthers or people that believe we walked on the moon. Ali and Alex make crazy conspiracies hilarious. On Friday, July 24th, join the Celebrity Wine Dinner with Alex and Ali. Dinner includes two free tickets for the show on Saturday, July 25th. Get your tickets now at ccnugget.com.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Here's the problem. You've been living with pain in your back, neck, or joints, and you haven't been able to get rid of it. Maybe you have already had surgery for it, or maybe you have been told you need surgery. My name is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, Medical Director at the Nevada Center in Carson City. It doesn't matter what you have, degenerated or herniated disc, arthritic joints, even bone on bone, plantar fasciitis, shoulder pain, elbow pain, rotator cuff tears, even interstitial cystitis. If it hurts, we can help. There is an alternative to surgery and medication. It's called prolozone. Prolozone uses the power of oxygen to heal damaged tissues. Recent advances in medicine have been showing that chronic pain sufferers have a 75% chance of becoming pain-free with prolozone. Don't suffer any longer. Contact us at the Nevada Center online at antiagingmedicine.com or call 884-3990 to learn more. That's 884-3990. Remember our name, the Nevada Center in Carson City. FM
Talk Weather. Nothing but sunshine during the day, clear skies at night. Not seeing any change in that. Maybe Tuesday, a few more clouds, maybe even a sprinkle, upper 80s. But not much in the way of change through the rest of the month. Cool Breeze, where you can join the Cool Club, the plan maintenance program. You get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:56 as we continue right along here. And yes, we are aware there is a fire, a wildland fire burning in Gold Hill. Story County authorities say they are responding and trying to get there and get this fire out as quickly as possible. No structures are threatened, but we, according to a picture that we have up right now on our X account that you can see, there's apparently a lot of flames and smoke in the area. This is west of North Main Street and just south of Virginia City. Give emergency crews a lot of room, if you please. Well, there's a lot of fallout that's growing right now from an incident that happened at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas involving ICE agents and an elderly man.
Video footage circulating online shows a man yelling and crying on the ground at Nevada's Harry Reid International Airport Monday when a man and a masked woman in plain clothes tried to handcuff and detain him. The pair appears to walk away when realizing they are being recorded. The Department of Homeland Security revealing ICE later arrested the 57-year-old Australian national accused of overstaying his visa before he boarded a flight at Los Angeles International Airport a day later. Several immigrant advocate groups are calling for an investigation. Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen saying enough is enough, accusing ICE of instilling fear in communities and scaring tourists, which hurts tourism and the economy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:57.
Well, you know what we say about those Australians, Greg? Big crybabies. I thought we'd wrap up the show here, getting away from the news and looking at some things to do this weekend. If you've got no plans. I am happy to have no plans this weekend other than planning to enjoy the weekend. So lots of free stuff to do. You can catch a free rock concert by the Vendees at the Brewery Arts Center in Carson City. And the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival is running the Heart of Robin Hood. And of course, that's at Sand Harbor. And even if you don't like what's on stage, not too many nicer places to be here in Northern Nevada. There's an all-ages summer fest at Cold Springs Family Center, Reno. Nevada Agricultural Fair at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in Gardnerville, featuring local farming showcases, homesteading science, and educational exhibits. And lots of other stuff to do. There's the Genoa Music Night. That's at the Genoa Town Park Saturday. And it benefits the town of Genoa, strangely enough. So, have a great week. Oh, by the way, Gene Simmons, formerly of Kiss, is live at the Tahoe Blue Event Center State Line Sunday night. Saw Eric Church there, not there, but in Lake Tahoe a couple nights ago. Great concert, good show. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Even if you got nothing to do, do it. I'll see you Monday.
Then I saw him grab my friend by the hair, and I guess I should have prayed. As he dragged him around, I said to myself, there's gonna be some changes made.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.